This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
So, you know, that's like a virtual hub.
Yeah.
The event I went to was being held at a home for elderly people called Pocklington House. It was the culmination of a 7-week course that many of the residents had completed as part of VITAL. It stands for Visually Impaired Seniors Active Learning. It's a European-wide initiative with 6 countries taking part and 7 partners driving it forward. RNIB is one of the UK partners, and Julia Barrand, who is an older people's officer for the charity, has implemented the course that's just come to a head in Birmingham.
This is what happened. After the 7 weeks, these, as you can probably hear today at the conference, they're all friends. They're all friends with each other. They've now, tenfold, they've got more friends. We talked about choices. There are a lot of people who live in sheltered houses. They don't have choice anymore. Do they want to go out? Do they want to stay in? What do they want for dinner? They have to have what's on a menu. They have relatives come round who choose their clothes for them. We talked at the course, we talked about, there's pieces of equipment to look at how you can choose your clothes. We've got a piece of equipment that tells you the colour of your clothes. So a lot of people here are worried about putting the wrong colours together. So a few have bought this piece of equipment so that they now can tell their daughters and their sons, you don't have to choose my clothes in the morning, I can do that myself. So that's really empowered them. We influence professionals and service providers. So this group decided that the Birmingham Ring and Ride service, they were going to cut services. So they decided to campaign.